Mother truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass rainbow sparkle sunshine holiday. It's almost Christmas. What edition of the Hollywood Hick? It's here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room where it is a raining. We are actually getting rain in Hollywood town. Like, it rained last week at my holiday Christmas party. I had to truck down Hollywood Boulevard in the rain on the slippery glass like ice surface that is the Hollywood Walk of Fame whenever it rains. But let me tell you, people, I'm going to tell you right now, just right off the bat here on the Hollywood Hick, if you ever come to Hollywood town and it does rain on the off chance, because it does happen, because it is happening right now, but what I'm telling you is that Hollywood Walk of Fame becomes like an ice skating rink. That is the slickest shit ever. I almost ate shit 78 times trying to walk between here and the Hollywood and Highland Place. I am not kidding you, people. It was crazy. Also found out somebody did fall down, break their wrist. See, slippery when wet, for real. So be careful. This is my cautionary tale to all you people out there in the land of the Hollywood Hick in crab diving, www.crabdiving.com. See, I haven't even said all of that shit yet because I got on a tangent about the freaking Hollywood ice rink that is the Hollywood Walk of Fame whenever it gets wet, because it is. Like, I was having to walk like a Clydesdale, y'all. I was like high-stepping because it was easier. I had slicky bottom shoes on because I was trying to look cute. See what I get? Almost ate shit, like literally slipping it in a sliding all over the place. All right, back to particulars, but you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com, like I just said a hot second ago. Also, you know what happens? I tell you dumbasses all the time. Y'all aren't dumbasses. I love y'all. I don't know why I'm talking like that. It's the holidays. I should be nicer, right? Whatever. Moving on. What I'm telling you is you throw a backslash listen behind that, mother truckers, and you're going to get all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Okay? Okay. I'm just saying is all. You can follow the Hick here on the Twitters at the Hwood Hick and on the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Okay? Okay. Oh, also, particulars I keep trying to forget because I got to get to what I want to talk about because these people done driving me nuts. I don't know why people insist on driving me nuts, but you can get the Hick right here on the Crab Diving Network every day on the 7th, meaning 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening. That's West Coast time. If you're on the East Coast, that's 10. Anywhere else, do the math. I tell you all the time. And you can hear previous episodes at the midnight hour West Coast time, and so that'd be 3 in the morning. So for all you night owl types, you can listen to old episodes of the Hollywood Hick right up there. Or you can get off your lazy ass and go get them off of iTunes, Stitcher, Crab Diving website, SoundCloud, all kind of different places to get them. So just go do it, mother truckers. Just do it. All right. Well, let's get into the what's the happenings of the right nows, because people are nuts. I don't understand why people just can't calm the fuck down. It makes me, see, I can't calm down because nobody else will calm down, because then I figure if I calm down, then I'm just going to get trampled over. I don't know. Maybe that's a wrong way to look at it, but damn, all my rainbow sparkles and sunshines get eat up by nothing but inner hell notes all the time, because I read stories about some fool driving a truck into a crowd over in Germany, which is just ridiculous. I don't understand why people think that this is anything that anybody should even think about doing, but whatever. I read some story about some like mother and father who were sending their children into places with bombs strapped to them, and they were blowing them up. Like, the world has gone straight up nuts. And then you got people like this jackass, been all over everything lately, this YouTube dude, Adam Saleh, I think might be how you say his last name. I don't know. I'm horrible with pronouncing names, so if I'm getting it wrong, I apologize. But what I'm saying is this YouTube jackass who likes to go around pranking people and inciting things and doing things to try to make it seem like there's all this injustice that he's really just manufacturing for his own like needs so that he can put up these stupid ass prank videos on the like YouTubes, right? He's famous for it, as far as YouTube fuckers go. But so apparently he was on a Delta Airlines flight the other day, and him and his buddy Slim, who has crazy eyes, by the way. Look at the videos of them online. They're all over everything right now. Go look at him. He's got crazy eyes right there. That should tell you. Dude is not quite connecting up in there somewhere, because he's got straight up crazy eyes. When you can see white all the way around the colored part, that means crazy eyes, which means you might have a little bit of crazy tendencies. I'm just saying is all. I'm not saying faux show. I'm just saying that that is a very good red flag, and you might need to investigate investigate some shit. I'm just saying. But this motherfucker went and did this. Okay, basically, here we go. This over here, I got this here off of the Washington Post, right? They came up on here and we're talking about this. Basically, the headline says, YouTube star known for pranks claims he was kicked off Delta flight for speaking Arabic. So first thing on here should be YouTube star should mean that we shouldn't really be paying this a whole hell of a lot of fucking attention, but it's everywhere. And this thing kind of pisses me off because these people are the kind of people who do everybody else a disservice. If there is some kind of injustice, then this fucker's done messing it up for everybody else by crying wolf all the time. And now it's like getting all butt hurt. But because at first people were believing him, and then now all of a sudden they start to dig into it a little bit deeper and people are finding out that these dudes are fucking straight up full of shit. But let's continue with the story, says right here on the Washington Post. An Arab American vlogger known for his YouTube pranks claimed that he was kicked off a Delta Airlines plane Wednesday morning because of other passengers felt uncomfortable that he spoke to his mother on the phone in Arabic, an account that the airline company and at least one passenger has contradicted. And now apparently, just FYI, a lot more people are now contradicting this shit, but this was early, right? Adam Saleh, I'm guessing that's how you say it. I hope I'm saying it right. But says a 23-year-old internet personality, red flag number one, tweeted a video, red flag number two, showing him and a friend Slim Albahar. I'm going with Albahar. I don't know. I can't pronounce names to save my life. But his Slim, we're just going with Slim, Crazy Eyes. We'll just call him Slim Crazy Eyes, right? About to be removed from a plane. They're saying, like, their quote was, guys, we spoke a different language on the plane, and now we're getting kicked out. This is 2016. Look, Delta Airlines are kicking us out because we spoke a different language. You guys are racist. I cannot believe my eyes. Coming to find out, really, who the racist is this dude who's trying to make people look like they're racist when they're really not racist, which is awful horrible thing to do when you're just sitting there inciting things just to be inciting things, because that's what you do. There's also the same dude who put himself into a suitcase, making it look like he had stowed away in a suitcase the whole way when they got stone cold busted in no time because him and his dumbass friend Slim, same one, Slim Crazy Ass, was the liar who said that he did this. Then the whole camera everything at the airport proves that they are straight up liars. They're just doing this shit for freaking YouTube views, and everybody who's feeding into it is ridiculous, and here I am talking about it, but at least I ain't clicking on his YouTube shit. I refuse. I ain't done it once. I ain't gonna do it. But apparently, his video and subsequent tweets went viral, and his account was questioned by many on social media, even as his agent insisted to the Washington Post that the incident was not a prank. In the video, he panned the camera around to the plane cabin. A few passengers waved. Several can be heard shouting, bye, because you're like, right, they're like, bye, get the fuck out. Bye, Felicia. Ain't nobody got time for you because you're over here trying to cause trouble, jumping up and down, being a fucking royal pain in the ass. And airlines don't play anymore. If you haven't figured this out yet, y'all, just look at it. They are throwing people off planes left and mother trucking right out there. They don't give a fucking word. Like, you could just cause any kind of disruptance. They're like, get the fuck off. We broke the fuck up with your ass right now because we are not having it up on this plane. There's too many people in a confined space. And if your level of crazy takes a notch up in the middle of this flight, we are all in trouble. And guess what? We're not gonna fucking even take that chance. So if you start exhibiting a level of crazy that means that you might be even crazier in an hour or two, we are going to take you somewhere else where you can be as little trouble as possible. That's just how it works. Bitches tried this shit with me one time. I ain't kidding. I didn't even do anything wrong, for real. My name ain't Adam Saleh, so I honestly didn't do anything wrong. But I had this bitch-ass flight attendant who got all nasty when I was trying to put my bag over a bin one time. This was several years ago, a few years ago. I don't know, 4 or 5. Putting it up. It was on U.S. Air, I remember. It's like, she didn't like where I was putting it or what I was doing. Somehow snatched it out of my hands and was all rude. I was like, whoa, what? Like, lady, like, there's a better way to go about this, is what I'm thinking to myself. So everybody around me saw what happened and says, whoa, that was fucking nuts. That woman owes you an apology. So she walked by once and I told her, I was like, you know what? I was like, that was kind of rude. She's like, you kind of owe me an apology. And she got all upset, went storming to the back. Next thing I know, some freaking other flight attendant bitch ass bitch comes over squatting down trying to tell me how the plane ain't going to take off or unless I either get off or let this thing go. So they basically like hold me. It's like trying to call somebody out on bullshit. Until saying nobody can go. So me being the bigger person I am, one, I wanted to get wherever the fuck I had it to get. And two, I wasn't going to inconvenience every other person on this freaking plane because somebody chose to be a see you next Tuesday bitch ass bitch of a bitch. I'm just saying. So I was like, whatever. So I was like, I'll take it up when I get to the other end of this flight. So after the flight was over, I went to the like counter to complain. And then like four freaking other people on the plane offered to come with me. I didn't even ask because they were like, that was straight up bullshit. I don't know if anything ever became of it, but at least I went and fucking let them know that you need to fucking just calm the fuck down. I was cool and level headed. These motherfuckers, as we will see as this story continues, did not, right? Well, so everybody's yelling by. I'm sorry, I went off on a tangent, having to interject my own personal stories into these things. But that's what I do here on the Hollywood Hick program on the Crab Dive Network. I'm just saying is all. But, okay, says also that one passenger could be seen coming to his defense, telling flight attendants that he thought what was happening was insane. I'm upset. What's happening? Really upset, he said. Is there freedom of speech? They can speak whatever language they want on the plane. Delta P officials confirmed the two people were removed from the flight. Yep, those idiots. But I think the dude who was saying that, whatever, like if you look at the video, you can see that the dude who was like saying, what about freedom of speech? He was like way back. He didn't even know what the fuck was going on. He was just interjecting his dumb ass. Ridiculous, right? The airline didn't want to elaborate further, only saying that there was a disturbance, whatever, we know about all of that. But it says here, upon landing, the crew was debriefed and multiple passenger statements collected. Based on the information collected to date, it appears the customers who were removed sought to disrupt the cabin with provocative behavior, including shouting. This type of conduct is not welcome on any Delta flight. While one, according to media reports, is a known prankster who has video recorded and encouraged by his traveling companion, what is paramount to Delta is the safety and comfort of our passengers. This is what Delta said. I think I should have prefaced that, right? But their safety and comfort of our passengers, blah, blah, blah. It is clear these individuals sought to violate that priority, right? Which they did. There was a dude named Anthony Ellis who was up on this plane, right? He told the Post that he was seated a row ahead of these idiot boys and heard one of them shouting something while the other filmed people's reactions. This guy, Anthony Ellis, speaks some Arabic but didn't understand the word and thought maybe it was a goof that he was shouting to his friend. The two were not acting maliciously, he said, but almost like some students headed to Cancun for spring break would be. When other passengers told him to stop shouting, though, it got worse, and Ellis said he did not hear Saleh speaking on the phone in Arabic. He was never any part on the phone. This is what dude said. Dude's right there. I would have heard the whole conversation. If someone's being racist, I would stand up right away. In this day and age, you defend each other. It wasn't like that. I mean, this guy was trying to antagonize people, I think, because they made it into such a big scenario. He then kind of panicked a little bit. So I was like, yeah, it got out of hand, and now he's panicking. Because you look at the videos of them on the flip side, they got like crazy, like nervous tick shock face going on because they're like, oh, fuck, this might be it. People done found us out now. They basically held up the plane for a fucking hour because of their freaking nonsense. His tweets were shared all over the place a whole bunch of times by all these whole bunch of dumb people believing it. He started making YouTube videos when he was a kid, blah, blah, blah. We don't give a shit about that. But people started coming down on him. Then they're like, one dude named Sean Davis was tweeting here. It says, ignore the facts and believe my narrative because evidence. Okay, guy. Like, because there is no evidence. He's completely wrong. Nobody is backing him up anymore. So like they've also had these like other videos where they like go out and do shit where he's like put himself in the back. They also did one where they basically tried to make it look like the police were harassing him when they had to come back and apologize because everybody come to find out that it was completely fake. The dude in the police outfit was not even a police. They called it a reenactment of something that had happened before. They had to straight up apologize. And I got the story right here. Where'd it go? They had the stop and frisk video where they got busted. They even had the freaking, what is it? It's like some big organization for Arab Americans. Be like, here it goes. Where is it? I just saw it. I just rolled past it. The Council on American Islamic Relations. That's it. That one was like, you need to straight up apologize because you're making a situation that ain't good even worse because you're being a bitch ass bitch and faking shit. You can't fake shit. Like people will call you out. Now you've just diminished the cause. You've completely diminished the cause because you're a freaking jackass who needs to quit overwaxing his fucking eyebrows. That's what really boils down to, the eyebrows. I keep time to look at this. I was going to try not to say anything about these damn eyebrows, but every time I see click on something and see his freaking picture, his eyebrows are overly manicured for a straight man. I'm just saying is all. I just can't look past it. But some of the other bullshit that came out of this, like what was another this is one of my favorite things to talk. So, like, right after this happened, without doing any research, I love how celebrities just want to jump on the freaking bandwagon and be like, I'm going to stand up for injustice. Well, now there's four of them, at least, who now look like mouth-breathing morons. They look like Lena Dunham by fucking spouting off too quick. Ooh, we're going to talk about that later, too, because that dumb bitch-ass bitch done spouted something off again, got all butt hurt when people called her out, and like, she's straight up wrong on this one. She don't know what to do with herself. But we'll get to that in a minute. But it says here on the Raw Story website, four celebs who won't fly Delta after Adam Saleh prank controversy, right? Says following YouTuber Adam Saleh's incident on a Delta flight that involved him being kicked off the plane, blah, blah, blah. We know all about that stuff. So French Montana idiot boy, he's the one that was like, I don't know, he's always running around. Well, like, I don't even know what French Montana does much. I don't know any French Montana songs, so I don't know, but I just see him always running around like he was dating a Kardashian. He was doing this and he was doing that, whatever. I don't know. But him, somebody, okay, French Montana dude, read up on something before you go freaking spouting your mouth off. He's a freaking YouTube prankster. Like, now you look like an idiot boy. He does something called Lockjaw. I ain't never heard it. But who else was on here? There's like a list, like a number of celebs did on Wednesday. French vowed to never use Delta again. The fact that this can happen to her makes me sick. I'm not using Delta anymore. Shake my head, equality. Like, how about you, like, shake your head? You don't even do your research and try to find out what the truth is before you go spouting your damn mouth off. He wasn't the only one. Then you got Olivia Wilde. She's the one that was on that House TV show, and she was in, like, that Tron movie, the updated Tron movie, the sequel, I guess, to Tron, whatever. That one. She was in other stuff. She came up on here with Maggie Gyllenhaal trying to say how they won't ever fly Delta again. Are you kidding me? Gyllenhaal called the incident terrifying, tweeting, I will not be flying with at Delta while singer Halsey, who I like, girl, do your research. I like you. You're kind of groovy and you got a cool voice and you got a cool vibe, but this is bullshit. She says that, hey, at Delta, I'm Diamond Medallion Passenger Plus. After seeing the way you treated this idiot boy, Adam Saleh, you can lose my 100-plus person tour cruise business. So there you go. So now what are you doing, Halsey? I hope you have gone to the Delta people and apologized. We're going like, I kind of jumped to conclusions. This dude's an idiot boy. And come to find out now what everybody's saying from people who were there and what's going down, that he's really just a mouth-breathing moron who really should just be like banned from flying anywhere ever with his crazy-eyed friend named Slim. I'm just saying is all. But whatever. All these people, Soledad O'Brien apparently had a friend on the plane. That person was making sense, this Soledad O'Brien news person, because she's like, a lot still unclear, but apparently a woman sitting my friend tipped off flight attendants. He was a YouTube star known for pranks. He was also on there disputing his call. Like, also people on the plane disputing the call. See, even a certified journalist got some straight up first hand information. Whatever. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore. I'm sick of this fucking story. I don't want to talk about it anymore. But these dudes are straight up mouth breathing morons. And everybody who like listens to them or pays them any attention is a mouth breathing moron, because you didn't bother to like put the like dots together, because he's a YouTube prankster. That should have been your first red flag. YouTube and prankster. Two things that should make you think that maybe I should not jump to conclusions on this one, and they might have been up to something and trying to incite something, no matter how hard they cry. That they ain't. I don't believe a word out of their mouth. Whatever. I'm moving on, because there's other people getting hollered at on a plane that we need to talk about, because also this one annoys the shit out of me, and for a completely different set of reasons. But yeah, this story bugs the shit out of me, because just sometimes people just, I hate it when people go and like start like, again, like that freaking Adam Saleh motherfucker is out there ruining shit for everybody. Now there's another one out there ruining everything for everybody, because these stupid freaking homos decided to take it upon themselves to go yelling at Ivanka Trump on a plane. I don't know why they don't, why they think that is their freaking message, their freaking responsibility to go out there and freaking start pitching a fit. But apparently what happened was yesterday or the day before, whatever, there was a JetBlue flight going from New York to San Francisco, something like that. I don't know. From New York to San Francisco. And there was this dude on there. Here, let me just read the thing. A Brooklyn lawyer, this is off of the, let me get this from the Daily Mail, they got this. The Brooklyn lawyer who chased down Ivanka on JetBlue flight and his Hillary supporter husband, I love these freaking, whatever, these idiot boys chased down like Ivanka Trump and they happen to be on the same flight and start yelling at her about her daddy. And she's trying to play it off. Like, it's like, this is the thing. There's a time and a place for everything. You don't just go yelling at somebody on the plane. You just sit there and whisper about them behind their back the whole time they're sitting there and make them uncomfortable. Yeah, but don't go yelling and screaming at them on a plane. Like I just told you, you go yelling and screaming on a plane and you're a YouTube star, you get kicked out whether you're a YouTube star or not. Same difference here. You're a freaking like two homos with your little toddler kid, which is, I think is great. You're going about like living your life, but then when you do stupid shit like this, you make us all look bad. You get that? Now you make us all look bad. Like, we're supposed to be the ones rising above and doing that. Like, you go about it the right way. You just whisper about them, talk about them behind their back, finish everything with a bless your heart, and that way you're absolved of whatever you said to begin with, and everything is right with the world again. But you're not going to get anything out of just yelling at her on a plane. Like, what do you think you're going to accomplish by that? She's got her kids there, and like, there's a bunch of people. Yeah, and the bitch was even flying coach, y'all. So it's like, the like, whatever, she's like the least one you got to worry about at the moment. The rest of them are the ones you got to worry about. Them two brothers look like psycho killers. Those are the ones you got to worry about. But apparently they like the this how stupid they were. Then they go tweeting beforehand, or the boyfriend of the one that went hollering went tweeting, or the husband, I guess they must be married, they like tweeted about like, well, oh, my husband done run off to go yell in a Ivanka Trump. Well, now you've already just like, now there's like intent, and like, it's like not preconceived. What is the premeditated? That's it. I was like, preconceived. That's not even, I don't even think that's words, but it's premeditated, right? So I'm like, fuck a duck. Quit being a pain in the ass. But it says right here on this, says a Brooklyn lawyer confronted Ivanka Trump and said her father is ruining this country, which he is, but for the love of Pete, don't go yelling at her on a freaking plane full of people where it's all closed spaces, and like, the people who are running that show want nothing more than to just kick your ass off and like, bye Felicia, you. That's what they want to do. They want to be like, bye Felicia, get out. I don't want no any disruptions. They won't even let you drink like a good drinker anymore on an airplane. After a couple of bottles, they're like, you have had enough. We don't need any disruptions. You could just get cross-eyed Cootie Brown drunk on a plane. Time would go by fast. Now you can't even do that unless you try to figure out some way to smuggle, which is hard to do, which you'd probably have to put into like shampoo bottles and shit, all those little trial size ones. And then if you're over there, get caught pouring freaking shampoo, aka vodka, into a cup, people are gonna try to look at you sideways. I'm just saying. But says here, Dan Goldstein and his Hillary supporter husband, Matthew Lassner. I love how they like Hillary supporter. Of course, if he's yelling like this about Trump, he probably liked Hillary. I'm just saying. It's like when they always have to point out like what the race somebody is. It's like a story, but like, who shot who? I don't care, but it's always going to be white man shot black man shot white man, Hispanic man shot whatever. It just makes no sense. It's like a man shot a man, or a woman shot a man, or a kid shot a what? I don't know, but all this like headline baiting annoys me. I'm going off on rails today and tangents and don't make no damn sense. But actually, it makes complete sense. I don't know why I'm saying I'm not making no sense. I'm going back to the story. Now I'm not making no damn sense. So while holding a child in his arms, Goldstein, 35, began screaming, why is she on our flight? She should be flying private. Like, what difference does it fucking make? Just go sit your ass down and move your day and just sit there and stink iron the whole way. That's what you do. You just, like, don't make a freaking scene like this, because you know what happens? You get your ass kicked off, and now you're all over the internet and all over the news. It's the asshole who was like yelling at Ivanka Trump, and now you're getting them just more sympathy when the last thing we need to do is buy them any more fucking sympathies. You idiot mother trucking boy. I don't get it. But apparently Ivanka paid as little attention as possible and tried to preoccupy her children with crayons. He's like, don't make me fucking defend Ivanka Trump either. That annoys the shit out of me. It annoys the shit out of me. I just like, why people just can't, I don't know. Sometimes like, there's a time and a place for standing up to injustice. I can't talk about this anymore. Plus the story goes on way too long about somebody getting hollered at on a plane or whatever. But it's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. People, quit this nonsense. Quit. Let's talk about something else more interesting than this. I don't even know why I'm talking about it. Oh, I love this kind of stuff. When the freaking... Okay, this is the rumor. So, every once in a while, like... Okay, this is the thing. People nowadays need to quit taking so many pictures of their privates with the face up in the picture, okay? People are sending shit around all the time, like everybody, and then they try to act all shocked when somebody, like, finds their pictures, or they try to claim they're hacked or whatever, and then their titty balls get put out on the internet or something, or their other bits and pieces, and then they get all upset, right? So now, like, I'm reading another story. I was looking over on the New York Daily News, because I like looking at that website, because they have a little bit of snark in their news, and now that ever since the Gawker is gone, I tried to find other news sites that have some snark up in there, but came across this here story where this about this one actress. Her name is Lucy Hale. She's on that Pretty Little Liars show on the what used to be ABC Family, but now it's called something else. I can't remember the name of it because I don't got regular TV anymore because I never looked at it. So I turned that shit off because I was like, why am I spending the money on something I'll never look at? Hulu and Netflix are a whole hell of a lot cheaper, right? So I am a cord cutter. I don't really know what the channel is, but I know she's on this program. She's cute. She's like all a little like youngins like her or whatever. I'm guessing is how it works. But supposedly she got hacked and then her boobies ended up all over the internet and where she's like trying to say like she's not sorry for it. Well, come to find out, I'll tell you why she ain't sorry for it once I find on the thing I need to click on here. Oh, here we go. Because you know I love me some blind gossip, right? Well, blind gossip had already put a thing up pretty much saying that no, these girls like to get publicity by accidentally on purpose getting their titty balls out there and then trying to cry like they were like somehow violated. But apparently, according to a good source, I ain't saying this is 100% true, but I'm saying according to the blind gossip people, they got a good source that says that this is how this shit is going down and why this shit is going down. But says right here on the blind gossip, Merry Selfie Christmas. So the blind gossip thing started out this way. This very pretty under 30 actress is most well known for her starring role in a TV series that was wrapped. While most people are focused on wrapping Christmas gifts, her very unpleasant Christmas surprise will be the unveiling of racy selfies of her on the internet. She may try to claim it's not her, but that would make her a liar. The tattoo and moles provide an easy match. Basically, like, don't get tattoos, people. Come on. Especially if you're going to be famous because it, like, right now. You can't deny it because you know what? That tattoo says exactly what that tattoo says. And it's right there on the same place on you and on that picture on the internet that it's not Photoshopped looking, right? Well, apparently it goes on and says she alternatively may try to claim she was hacked, but that would be a lie, too. We happen to know that she took the photos for her musician ex-boyfriend, but they got recirculated. End quotes. Her current boyfriend will certainly not be too happy about that. So basically, like, they agree here on the blind gossip site with the Hollywood Hicks. Stop sending racy photos of yourself over the internet, people. It's bad practice. At least take your hat off. So, like, well, if you ain't got no tattoos. And still, even then, it's like if you know somebody, you're like, oops, look at you, all naked on the internet. But goes on to say, solved, because we've done figured this out because it's all over TMZ and shit too. It's Lucy Hale of Pretty Little Liars. Lucy had sent some text messages. She included some photos of her body in those text messages. Are the photos real? Yes. Are we going to publish the photos here? No, this isn't a porn site, people. They're not going to put them on here. But apparently they put them up on something called Celebrity Jihad that I accidentally clicked on the other day because I thought it was just going to be a gossip website. And then I found out that it is not a gossip website. It is a fake naked famous people website because it all looks Photoshopped. But occasionally they get a hold of some that are real, like this Lucy Hale chick, and they threw them up there. But it says that the first photo was her lying on a bed and was mainly of her left boobie with a tattoo underneath. She was chatting about a car accident. Yes, that's odd. Car accidents and nipples aren't a typical pairing, which is not. It was like, oh, I got in a car crash. Here's a titty shot. I might be starting to fall in love with this chick. I'm like, whatever, any excuse. Like, what excuse do you need to put a titty shot on the internet? A car crash. I think I'm starting to like this chick. The second photo was her making duck face and wearing black camisole that had fallen below her breast. She's like, oopsies, my top fell down. I couldn't help but hit that. I couldn't stop my finger from hitting the take the picture button. It, ridiculous, right? It was accompanied by a text reading, miss you, my nip's out. I was too lazy to take another pic. Ha, ha, ha. Right. Like, no, she wasn't. She was like, I like this pic with the nips in it because it's foxier. That's why. You'll have to trust us that the photos of her face and her breast match exact existing bikini photos. Lucy Hale has quite a few moles on her torso, and she has a distinctive tattoo under her left breast reading courage, dear heart. And they're thinking that's taken from the C.S. Lewis book, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. Those loan photos were shopped around and eventually landed at Celebrity Jihad Z. Then they sent him a letter saying, take that shit down. They took down the photos and put up some new ones that are photoshopped. We don't need to know that part. The letters from her lawyers brings us to two points we made in the original blind item, that Lucy Hale might claim that the photos were not of her and that she might claim she was hacked. But the cease and desist letter does it establish that the photos are of Lucy, and if they were not photos of her, they would have no legal claim to remove them at all whatsoever. So apparently, this girl put her own titty ball pictures out there to make some news, because it sounds like her television program is over and she needs some exposure. And she took titty ball kind of exposure so she could get that going. So actually, you know what? I got props for you, Miss Lucy Hale, because you know what? Titties are power. And if you got nice titties and you want to put them out there to help you get your next acting gig, then I think you should be allowed to put your titties out there and get you your next acting gig, because that's what you want to do for yourself. Now, don't be all upset on the flip side when people start talking about them or your titties aren't as cute as you might think they are. But what I'm saying, it sounds like you did a very good job here getting this out there. So now people are talking about you again when they could very easily have forgot about your ass. So that was a very well-placed, accidentally on purpose, my titties out to the internet situation. So I'm giving a thumbs up to Miss Lucy Hale for getting her titties out there for everybody. I hope you get a job, girl. I really do. All right, what else is happening in the world? I saved a whole bunch of links, but I'm not really that horribly prepared. Ooh. Y'all see this? This is sad, 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 sad. But, I mean, it's not unexpected, but it's still sad. But Zsa Zsa Gabor, rest in peace, girl. I hope you're up there having a good time with all of those people that you used to hang out with and can be all glamorous again, because you have not been very glamorous for a long time, because you've been very sick and, like, old and bedridden, and you had this asshole husband who just kind of, like, flaunted you around in a certain way. But I came across this thing over on the Radar Online, which is a website that annoys me, but occasionally I can't help but click on things because I'm curious, right? Well, remember back when it was like the God, was it the 90s? 89. It was even earlier than the 90s when Zsa Zsa Gabor got pulled over by the police and slapped his ass. Any of y'all remember that? I do, because I remember thinking it was fucking hysterical. She pitched a howly fit because she's like, I am Zsa Zsa mother trucking Gabor, bitches. Slap right across the face. She wasn't having it, right? Well, over here, according to the Radar Online, they apparently says, forgotten video, Zsa Zsa's infamous confessions caught on tape. I cannot even make love. Like, that's what she was saying. This is what happened because after that she was arrested for that, because, you know, they got a great mugshot of her from when that happened back then. But says here that Radar Online has exclusively obtained. My mouth is not reading the words correctly. I apologize. Let's start over. Radar Online has exclusively obtained an explosive tape of Zsa Zsa Gabor screaming obscenities and complaining she was left too bruised to have sex by an altercation with a police officer. In the no-holds-barred recording following the socialite's 1989 arrest for driving with an expired license and slapping a cop, Gabor fired off F-bombs and moaned about her injuries. I love it. She goes, why, whoever recorded this, why? Like, what? Like, of course they were recording this for, it was probably Von A-hole, the husband. Were they married back then? Fuck, I don't know. Whatever, but it's like, in 1989, you had to go to effort to record a fucking phone call, too. I wonder why it got recorded. I didn't think about that earlier when I first read this, but now I'm curious. So if anybody knows, let the Hollywood heck know. I'm for straight up reals. But in the phone call, a friend a few days after the incident, Gabor, then 72 years old, said, I am suffering whiplash. I wish I could do a Zsa Zsa Gabor accent, but I'm just going to do a Hollywood heck accent. I am in pieces. I cannot even make love. That is a punishment, that stupid son of a bitch. She's like, oh, I can't even get me none. This motherfucker is going to pay. That is my interpretation of what Zsa Zsa Gabor was going through at that moment. She was describing arresting officer Paul Kramer, and then she added, he was handsomer than Tom Selleck with a big mustache. He might be gay. He was 6'6". I love that she's like, also at the same time, she's like, and if I could, I would have fucked the police officer, but instead he pissed me off, so I slapped him across the face. She's like, if he had just been nice, we could have like got busy, moved on with our day, and that would be fucking it. But no. She's not doing that, right? She's like, oh, he was still foxy, but then I'll slap his face. She said, the man only said, fuck you, whore, you bitch, Not once, Miss Gabor, or anything. All because my car expired. Not once, Mrs. Gabor, or nothing. Like, not even acknowledging who I am, the famousness that is Zsa Zsa Mother Trucking Gabor. You bitch-ass bitch. Don't you know who I am? I'm about to slap you across the face. And she's like, all because my car expired. The infamous incident occurred when Gabor, who passed away at 99 on December 18th. Rest in peace, girl. I hope you're up there partying with Big Ange. Y'all look like y'all would have fun together. She was pulled over on her way to a framing store because the registration tags on her $110,000 white Rolls Royce were out of date. The situation quickly escalated when she became impatient with Officer Kramer and took his alleged command to fuck off to mean she was free to go. I love, you're going to tell me to fuck off? Then I'm going to fuck off. That's who Zsa Zsa Gabor was. Girl, I love you. Oh, he told me to fuck off. So I fucked off by leaving the scene. That's what I did, right? She says, the situation quickly escalated and she became impatient with officer. Oh, I just read that shit. Sorry. Moving on. After a car chase, the officer stopped Gabor again and she alleged he roughly plucked her from the car. She said, he pulls me out by the arms. They're so black you won't believe it. I told him to let me go. He said, like fuck, I'll let you go. And I slapped him in the face. No son of a bitch is going to hurt me like that. Oh my God, I love him. She's like, he's like, fuck no, I won't let you go. So I slapped him in the face. No son of a bitch is going to hurt me like that. Oh my God, I love Zsa Zsa Gabor. Whatever happened, we need super fabulousness like this to come back, because right now we don't have super fabulous like this. We just got trashy ass bitches doing trashy ass things. We need some glamorous ass bitches slapping some cops across the face, letting them know that no son of a bitch is going to hurt me like that. That is what we need in this world. You know, she probably had 7-8 rings on those fingers too, and she was all slap. Well, Gabor claimed in the conversation the slap was pure reflex, and afterwards she was cuffed too tightly. She claimed the officer kicked her in the chin and head. Then when she complained about feeling faint, he told her, good, you fucking whore. Why does he keep calling Zsa Zsa Gabor a whore? She's fucking titties awesome, right? Well, Gabor continued, around 3 or 4 other policemen pull up in a car. Not one son of a bitch says, Miss Gabor, what happened? They all walk past me like I'm a piece of shit. Like, I love how, like, even though she's cuffed and in the backseat of a police car, and she's like, no one is acknowledging me for who I am and the greatness that is Zsa Zsa motherfucking Gabor, and how dare you not fucking just come and ask me what happened first instead of going over to this police officer colleague of yours and trying to get his version of the stories. But you should be talking to the glamour that is Zsa Zsa Gabor, and that alone, mother truckers. Oh my God. Rest in peace, girl. I hope you're having a good time. She continued, the blah, blah, blah. She then described how she was taken to Beverly Hills Police Station, where her fingerprints were taken 4 times and she had to pose for a mugshot. Gabor was eventually charged with assaulting a police officer, driving without a license, disobeying an officer, and possessing an open container of alcohol after a flask of Jack Daniels belonging to her final husband, Prince Friedrich von Anhalt. I call him Prince Von Asshole, was found in the glove compartment of the car. A little later in the 17-minute conversation obtained by radar, Gabor jokes how she is much too intelligent to hit a police officer taller than she was, who has a gun in his pocket. I was held up with 2 guns and gave them my $3 million ring. That hurt me more than bruises. $3 million, you don't give up easily. She's like, they made her take off her ring in jail. She's like, nuh-uh. She's like, you can beat the shit out of me, but you ain't getting my $3 million ring. Fuck you. She goes, that was hard work. I got it from ex-husband Herbert Hunter. I had to give up 3 years of my fucking life for that ring. Oh my God, I love her. She's like, you ain't get. I gave up 3 years of my life for that $3 million ring, and it is staying right here on this finger. I don't give a fuck. I will slap you too. Goes on and says, in his testimony, Officer Kramer described how Gabor slapped him hard enough to knock his sunglasses off, screamed, do you know who I am? And spat a little bit. I love it. She's like, she was not. That was one of the better do you know who I am in the history of do you know who I am. I'm just saying is all. Apparently, the case resulted in guilty verdicts on all charges apart from disobeying a police officer. Gabor was sentenced to 3 days in jail, fines and retribution totaling $12,937, 120 hours of community service and a psychiatric evaluation. And you know, in that psychiatric evaluation, they probably came out like, she's fabulous. You're lucky she didn't slap you harder. I don't know where they're coming from. Like, I would not be able to evaluate Zsa Zsa Gabor psychically. I don't even know if it would be psychically. It'd be psychiatrically. That's what it would be. I'm going to talk about something else because I'm not making sense anymore. But Zsa Zsa, girl, rest in peace. Loves you. You were tits also. We need that kind of glamour. We need that back. We need it back right mother trucking now. All right, what the hell else is going on? There was some stories I saved up in here that I was going to come to. Oh. This one that I told y'all earlier I was going to talk about this because I think this is fucking hysterical. Where did it go? Oh, here we go. Lena, dumbass, bitch ass, gross Dunham, who I can't stand, which I don't know why I talk about her all the time. But the thing is, I love when she gets straight up stone cold busted, right? Well, apparently she has like some podcast where she probably like bloviates about some bullshit that just she finds important or whatever. But she was doing a whole thing on like women's reproductive rights or whatever. And like straight up 100% sticks her freaking foot in her mouth, right? Because says right here over on some Too Fab website. I don't know why I saved this one. I'm sure there's, here's one from the Daily Mail. I like them better. Too Fab is like trying to read through a whole bunch of freaking, I don't even know why I saved that. That is ridiculous. But it says right here on the Daily Mail, the one that I like, Lena Dunham apologizes for saying she wishes she'd had an abortion and admits she was acting like a delusional girl when she made bizarre comments, right? Now, she was trying to like, she's like, it again, she freaking is a complete tool of an individual who says whatever she wants to say to incite some sort of reaction. And then when people come back with her about how they don't like what she said because it was somewhat insensitive or freaking just wrong, then she gets all butthurt like, oh, I was just this and that and it was my alter ego. No, it wasn't your fucking alter ego. It was just you being a freaking self-entitled bitch-ass bitch. And it came to bite you in the ass again. And then here you go on your freaking victim parade again. Shut the fuck up. Like, if you just shut the fuck up, period, you wouldn't have to deal with this. But because you can't, now you're dealing with this. Because if anybody has any issue with what I say, be like, yeah, I said it. It's how it goes. It's sort of my opinion. But your opinion sucks. Mine, at least I can like sort of like say like whatever. And half the time I'm just being ridiculous and funny anyway. I'd be like, yeah, you really shouldn't take anything I say with any kind of like grain of salt. But you try to pretend like you freaking know things. And that's what makes us different. That's why I can spout this shit. I'll be like, yeah, that's whatever I said. That's what I was thinking at the time. But look, okay, I can see a different viewpoint. But I don't know why I'm getting on that tangent, because I pretty much stand by whatever the fuck I say because it's my opinion and my opinion alone. So that's exactly where it stands. This is what I think. Convince me otherwise. Otherwise, this will be my opinion. But back to the story in hand. Lena Dunham has apologized and made a donation to an abortion charity after she found herself in hot water by saying she wishes she had had a termination. The creator and star of Blah 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 Stupid Girl Show, describing experiences of loved ones who had abortions and a visit she made to Texas Planned Parenthood, because just visiting a Planned Parenthood gives you all the information and now you become an expert. That's what you just have to go visit. That's all you have to do, apparently. She commended the bravery and self-knowledge of women who had abortions, adding that she has realized her need to put her own stigma surrounding the issue in the garbage. She concluded by saying, now I can say that I still haven't had an abortion, but I wish I had. Like, why? Like, why would you wish you had an abortion? No woman wishes she had an abortion. Like, nobody would say that. You're just saying that because you thought, and for some reason, that would get you some, like, make you, like, some kind of, like, super, like, feminist support of some sort. I don't know. But basically, what you ended up doing was freaking just a fucking wealth of bull, like fucking internet torture rained down on your head is what happened. Her comments were widely condemned by women who had terminations, who branded them sickening. See, now everybody calls you sickening, which now they're agreeing with me. Now they're agreeing with me because Lena Dunham is sickening. I don't know why I got so much joy out of that. All of a sudden, oh, some rainbow sparkles and sunshine came back inside of me. And all I had to do was have people agree with me about how gross Lena Dunham is. But the story continues. After initially remaining silent in the face of their criticism, she has now issued an apology on the Instagrams, because that's where you have to apologize these days, because you know, like they call the new generation coming along Generation Snowflake. By the way, I just thought of this right now. I've been wanting to say it, so I need to say it. But now that the like new little delicate flowers that are coming along, they're Generation Snowflake, which cracks my ass up because that's exactly what they are. They're like delicate little snowflakes. Just saying, take that with what you will. Back to my story. But she shared the picture of the word choice written in white chalk on a blackboard on the social networking site, because that's where you do your apologizing these days, together with a long apology for what she described as a distasteful joke. She said, my latest podcast episode was meant to tell a multifaceted story about reproductive choice in America, to explain the many reasons women do or don't choose to have children and what bodily autonomy really means. Like you were trying to incite, and then it ended up inciting a freaking chunk out of your ass. That's what ended up happening. She's like, blah blah blah, whatever. Oh, this is the part that I wanted to get to. Like, whatever. She went on to say she had adopted a delusional girl, in quotes, persona, but had not intended to trivialize the emotion and physical challenges of terminating a pregnancy. Bullshit. This whole, like, delusional girl persona. That's bullshit. Because, again, over here on my most beloved of websites, The Blind Gossip. I don't know if it's my most beloved, but it's up there in my beloved ones, right? Where is it at? Oh, here we go. I couldn't find the damn link. Y'all, I'm a mess, right? But apparently it says here on The Blind Gossip with the headline, blame it on her alt character. That's what it is. So basically what it's saying is somebody who's had a TV show. This is the quote from the person, from the source, saying she sees it as her job to push the envelope as much as possible. Now, I realize here that we are talking about Lena Dunham. Even though this is Blind Gossip, anybody, if you scroll down into the comments, everybody knows it's Lena Dunham. So whatever, this is Lena Dunham. Whether it is or ain't, it is Lena Dunham. I'm just saying this out. It's like she tries to push the envelope as much as possible, but she knows she went too far this time. She couldn't figure out how to spin it, though. That's how she came up with the delusional girl persona thing. She said it would be like blaming it on her alt character that looks like her and resembles her. But is it really her? She thinks it's actually quite clever and that she can use it again the next time she fucks up. So you get that? So it's like, oh, it's not me. I'm going to start using that, too. It's like, oh, that wasn't me that told you to fuck the fuck off. That was my alt character. That was, we'll call him Other Brent. That's it. It was just Other Brent. Other Brent was like, he showed up for a second, told you to fuck the fuck off, but he was broke the fuck up. And then, but like, nah, I didn't mean it, dude. We cool. That was Other Brent. That was Other Brent. That's how it is. The other hit. It makes no sense to me. It's just straight up bull mother trucking shit. So what do we got? Ooh, we got some time left here on the Hollywood Hick program. Let's go through. Let's see. You know what? I'm sick of talking about some of these people. Let's find a few people that make us feel better about ourselves. Because, ooh, I was going to talk about this, though, but I don't think I got time to get all up into this one. But where that reality TV from the bridal plasty show woman, where she got killed by a hammer by some crazy dude that she, like, met, like, from some class that she was teaching. Like, it is a sad, crazy story. But you know how I like those sad, crazy stories. And, oh, and forever, I ain't going to have time for this one either. I've been meaning to touch on my take on how cuckoo mother trucking bananas it is that this Sofia Vergara and that ex of hers, that Nick Loeb, how he is just driving her straight up crazy, I'm sure, with all of these weird lawsuits about these embryos where she's like, nah, you're a crazy dude. I'm not having a kid with a crazy dude, so we're just going to keep them froze forever. That's how it works. He's trying to make it seem like the kid they're suing from Louisiana. Like, we got to get in that next episode for real. I can't believe I forgot about that, but I ain't got near enough time to say everything I need to say about that. So we're going to find a couple of people make us feel better about ourselves. Oh, my God. Be glad you are not a Russian right now, because apparently they need I thought they already drank a lot, so there was a lot of booze to be had there. But apparently there ain't enough booze to be had, so people are doing other things. Says right here on the NPR, you will feel better about yourself that you ain't doing this. Or all you got to do is go down to the grocery store, to the Ralph's. You can pick you up some freaking cheap hooch if you need to. But apparently they don't have the same luxury. It says right here, more than 60 Russians die from drinking bath lotion. Putin, I can't help but laugh every time you say Putin, because when I was growing up, Putin was farting. So, Putin moves to cut booze tax, right? Well, it says right here, officials blame a bath lotion used as a liquor substitute in Russia for an outbreak of alcohol poisoning that has now killed 61 people, according to state-run media. As the death toll mounts, President Vladimir Putin plans to cut excise taxes on alcohol in an effort to cut the demand for surrogate options, right? Well, Putin is also, Putin is also pushing for higher regulation of the manufacture and sale of any product that contains more than 25% alcohol, according to multiple Russian news outlets. At the local level in Irkutsk. Ooh, somewhere in Siberia, the city where the outbreak struck, officials have banned the sale of any non-food alcohol-containing products as they try to pull the lethal bath lotion from store shelves. The police there have made 11 arrests in the tragic case that's been tied to methanol, which is methyl alcohol, a toxic chemical that's sometimes called wood alcohol or carbonyl. The methanol is believed to have been in a lotion called Boyershink, whatever. There's a Russian lotion, and the Moscow Times says it's made from hawthorn berries and is often used as a vodka substitute for its high alcohol content. Like, why do you have so much alcohol in your lotion? That seems like that would dry you out. I don't know. Maybe I don't know nothing. goes on and says, all of the contaminated bottles were sold in one neighborhood of this place in Russia that I can't pronounce. And Russia's TASS news agency reported earlier this week. And Wednesday, the state-run agency says 106 cases have been reported, more than half resulting in death. Of the 61 people that died, 35 had gone to hospital, 26 didn't seek no medical help. People were aged twixt 25 and 62. They were struck down by poisoning. The newspaper reports that contaminated products also included counterfeit vodka. It spoke to a survivor named Alexei, a doctor who reported symptoms after sharing a bottle of that liquor with his friends. What he said was, he said, taste seemed to me strange, bitter. I only drank one shot, went home. We had supper, then I played with my child and went to sleep. In the morning, I was blind. Yeah, he drank one shot of this shit and woke up blind, mother truckers. I ain't making this shit up. I'm reading it right here off NPR. He goes on and says, I could not even see what was in my cell phone. I wanted to get up, but my legs did not obey. I'm a doctor by education, so I quickly understood that I'd been poisoned. So like him, like nobody else did, 61 people died from drinking lotion. This is straight up nuts. Be glad this is not a situation that you have been put in or put yourself in, right? Apparently more than 2,000 bottles of this lotion I can't pronounce have been seized. The Interfax agency reported that. Detectives are speaking with the alcoholic lotions makers, distributors, and retailers. Like ethanol, methanol is colorless, flammable, and is used as a solvent, but methanol is also used in antifreeze and to produce formaldehyde and another of other products. A minimum lethal dose can be as low as 0.03 grams per kilogram, roughly 0.00106 ounces per 2.2 pounds. That's some straight up accurate numbers right there. That's according to the National Institutes of Health. The deaths in Siberia come 4 years after a similar outbreak in the Czech Republic was traced to counterfeit vodka and rum bottles that were found to contain methanol. The lethal booze was suspected to have been made with windshield wiper fluid imported from Poland. And responding to that crisis, Czech health officials temporarily banned the sale of all hard liquor. Like they, because of that, they didn't get no liquor in the Czech Republic. You know, people were going nuts. If they tried to take away my liquor booze, it'd be prohibition. And I would be like Boardwalk Empire. I'd be out there. I'd be like, nope, I'm making it in my bathtub. I ain't got no shower because I'm making booze in my bathtub. I'm just saying it's all. All right. Looks like we got time for one more quick little story to see what the fuck's going on and make ourselves feel better. This jackass is pretty freaking funny. Or do we want to talk about a football star? No. Here we go. Again, my beloved Daily News. All right. People are nuts. I'm just curious. I want the flip side of this story too. I want to know what happens on the flip side. But again, on the Daily News, and I've actually seen it a couple other places, but it says Florida college student sells positive pregnancy test on Craigslist to pay tuition. You heard that right. So a pregnant college student claims she's earning $200 a day by selling positive pregnancy tests on Craigslist. The Florida woman, who wished to remain anonymous, said she came up with the idea while searching for jobs online that she could perform while pregnant, right? $200 in a day off. Why you got to cover up my shit? I hate when they put up an ad right over where I was doing my reading. Come on, websites, quit being a pain. Now you won't scroll up to what I was reading. Okay, now I think I got it. Basically, oh my sweet Jesus Lord, oh my sweet Jesus. Dolly, would you go help the Daily News and try to tell them that their website's done gone fucking wonky? We're just going to reload. So basically, $200 a day is what she get. Okay, now I think this fucker's calmed down. $200 and a day off, something I have to do no matter what. Basically, she means peeing. Me being in college, working on a bachelor's, and needing all this money to pay for a degree, this was a no-brainer. Her tests go for $25 a piece. So if she's getting $200 in a day off, well, man, that doesn't mean every day. Okay, her tests go for $25 a piece or two for $35. If the buyer is traveling more than 60 miles, or they have to come pick it up. She ain't mailing it, I reckon. Whether you're using it for your own amusement, such as a prank, or to blackmail the CEO of wherever you are having an affair with, I don't care at all, she says. This is an absolutely no questions asked type of deal. Tell me what you need. I will provide it for monetary exchange. Dale Carson, an attorney and former FBI agent, told the WJAX television station the business practice isn't illegal, though it's probably somewhat immoral. God damn it, this website is gone fucking nuts. This is the same kind of thing. Oh my God, whatever. Basically, this girl is selling freaking pregnancy tests so that people can go out and tell people that whoever you are, like, you done knocked me up, when really they may or may not have knocked you up. So, you fellas, I would want to see it blank. Well, I don't know, like then you're an asshole because you'd want to see it. I'm just saying, this girl is nuts. This is like just stirring the pots, is whatever. Fuck you, Daily Mail. I normally love you, but your website is going wonky. All it'll do is jump down to the very bottom of this fucking page and tell me some freaking headline about Berlin terrorists. Well, I already know about Berlin terrorists. I won't talk about Berlin terrorists. They piss me the fuck off. I can't stand that shit. But feel better about yourself, people. Be glad that, one, you ain't having to reduce yourself to selling pregnancy tests online so as to make ends meet as a college student. And or be glad that you are just like not any of these dumbass freaking people who'd have immediately believed a freaking YouTube prankster that we talked about at the very beginning of the program, because we all know that that YouTube prankster is a freaking pain in the freaking ass and he was doing this for attentions. Got it? Got it. Well, you know what? That does it for me, y'all. I'm getting the hell out of here. It's Christmas time. I hope all y'all have a great holiday and everybody stays out of trouble. And I will be talking to you guys soon. Doodle-lam-doodle-lam-do, mother truckers. Buh-bye. Doodle-lam-doodle-lam-doodle-lam-doodle-lam-do. Crank-a-lang, 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 wow.